Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Stefan Batory, the CEO of Booksy, a mobile-first beauty marketplace on a mission to bring peace of mind to scheduling. You got to love that. And Stefan, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me here, Eric. I really appreciate that.
And certainly our pleasure to have you, and thanks for your time, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Booksy. So to kick things off, tell us, is the beauty industry online scheduling a real greenfield market in your opinion? And if so, how big is that field?
Surprisingly, it still is. We believe that less than 5% of appointments are booked online. And majority of service providers are still running their business on pen and paper. And that's a huge market. Here in the U.S. only, there is over 4 million licensed beauty professionals with over 1 million venues they work at. So it's a huge market, and for some reason, it's still an untapped opportunity when you compare it to other verticals that have been digitalized so far.
And certainly appreciate your input and that report as well. Tell us, how was your previous experience building a taxi hailing app useful building a beauty marketplace?
I guess the way both markets are structured, they are super fragmented. As you can imagine, with taxi hailing or ride hailing, all the drivers are independent. And it's pretty much similar when you look at the beauty space. Between 60 to 70% of service providers work as independent contractors. There isn't really any big chains or any big businesses. Like, the market is really fragmented. So that was the biggest inspiration when I was thinking about Booksy, and the experience I got from the taxi hailing app helped me to design the product around that. So we are focusing and targeting mostly independent contractors and small mom and pop shops.
And from what I understand, Booksy has been awarded among best startups to work for, specifically for being supportive for women and minorities. How do you build such an organization spirit? Get into some of those details if you don't mind.
I'm not sure how to answer that. I come from Europe, and we don't really have minorities where I live, used to live, and where I come from. So I couldn't learn it over there. You know, I just treat everybody as a human being. I don't really see any differences between people. I don't know if it's fair to say, but I'm like color blinded and sex blinded. I just don't care. I go and work with people who are best for their jobs. And we never had that bias. When I came over to the U.S., like, I found out about a lot of historical issues that are sometimes affecting how people operate here, but I didn't have that bias. So maybe that's what made it easier for me to work the way we work and set up the company and then build the company culture.
Company culture is so important, and we appreciate what you're doing in the space through Booksy in those regards. Today, we're joined by Stefan Batory, the CEO of Booksy, a mobile-first beauty marketplace on a mission to bring peace of mind to scheduling here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now that you've moved to the U.S., Stefan, working with teams around the globe must be troublesome. How do you manage your schedule on a typical day?
The biggest issue is managing the time difference, because we work across 6 different markets on 4 different continents, and it's like 7 different time zones. So the time difference is the biggest challenge, and I had to adapt my schedule to accommodate that. So I usually wake up super early in the morning, and I'm on calls and video conferences with my teams from Europe. And then when the day progresses, I start working with teams here in the U.S. and in Brazil. And then towards the end of the day, there isn't really anybody I can work with, because The European teams are already sleeping, so I guess it shifted my day by a few hours. I hated waking up in the morning, and I usually stayed late night, but I just had to change those routines.
Also, I understand you're on your way, Stefan, to becoming the first Polish-founded unicorn, and most of your funding has so far come from Europe. Do you find any significant differences between your current and U.S. venture capitals? Get into some of those details. Love to hear the differences there.
I guess those differences are really subtle. I understand they come from cultural differences mostly. You know, when it comes to capital and funding, you know, everybody's looking to make returns on their investments. But the biggest differences I've noted is the way the U.S. investors are building relationships, and it just takes them longer to get to know companies and founders, which at first it was frustrating, but now as I understand it better, it makes total sense. They just want to make sure they are investing into the right companies and just on the right founders.
I certainly appreciate your sharing some of the differences there. Looking ahead and even current situation, how do you see Booksy's future in these difficult times in regards to the coronavirus?
So most of our merchants are not able to operate their business anymore. That varies market by market, but European markets have already been hit very hard. And as we are observing the situation developing here in the US, places like New York or Chicago, Detroit are becoming hotspots. And we are expecting that the rest of the US will just unfortunately follow the same trend. So we are now focusing on helping our merchants to get through these difficult times. And we are quickly developing features like donations so the existing clients can support them and donate money so they can stay in business, they can pay their rent, they can pay their bills. So when this thing is over, they can just resume their business because those that are already closed, they lost all of their revenue literally overnight, but they still have to pay their bills. We are also working on e-commerce platforms, so all of them will be able to sell products to their existing clients. Most people, you know, who have to stay at home, they still have some beauty needs. They want to paint their nails, or they want to do makeup, or they want to make sure that they, you know, the different services they did a couple of weeks ago, they, you know, last for longer. So they want to buy products that will help them to maintain that look, that color as long as possible. So we are just working with our merchant base right now and discussing with them what are any other ways to help them get through these difficult times and if they need anything else but donations and selling gift cards and vouchers and doing e-commerce. These are the top three priorities we are working on right now for them.
We here all at EPN certainly wish you and Booksy a tremendous and prosperous future and bright days ahead. And thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to tap into Booksy and get further details or download the app, where's the best place to get further details?
Oh, the website is booksy.com, booksy.com.
And of course, that's quite simple enough. Again, folks, it is booksy.com. Stefan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Stefan Batory, the CEO of Booksy, a mobile-first beauty marketplace on a mission to bring peace of mind to scheduling. And for further details, visit booksy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.